so I have what I considered 4 documented concussions, and I often tell people that's not the truth. That's not the whole story. That only dates back to 1997 when the league really started aggressively documenting head injury. And that, not to mention, you know, what happened in junior and minor hockey, and we can all remember the multiple times that we were told that we had our bell rung and you're okay, you can go back in and play just because we couldn't see anything. But my last concussion was in October of 2005, forced me to retire in September 2006, and then 7 more years before I felt what I would consider 100%. So it was a long journey, and then for a 2-year period following that 7 years, I felt really good, only to have a setback where I had my skates on in a locker room and I stepped up and I hit my head on the door jamb, and then I struggled again for the next basically 10 to 12 months, and that was about 4 months ago. So I've been feeling better in the last 4 months, not what I would consider that 100% that I felt for that 2-year period. After following the 7 years, but certainly I feel much better and much closer to my normal self.